Don Bush was with his family in the tiny town of Clover, Utah on December 7, 1941, when news of the attack on Pearl Harbor came. He remembers his mother crying.
War is pretty hard on mothers and sweethearts and wives and so forth. I think it's harder on them than it is on anybody.
A few months later, his brother was in the Marine Corps and he was in the Navy.
I don't know why I chose the Navy. I don't swim.
In fact, he'd battle seasickness the whole time. But life on the beach wasn't any easier. Bush was the leader of a joint assault signal company. Their job, to aid the Marines on beach assaults.
He was never in the first wave. First they had these troops go in the first wave, but we'd be right after them.
Bush's group was made up of 10 very young men, all of whom escaped death and serious injury during landings on Saipan and on the Philippines. It was off the coast of the Philippines when a kamikaze bomber hit the ship where theirs was supposed to have been.
Blasted right up in the superstructure. And the next day we watched them bury 59 men over the side.
Bush recalls faintly hearing taps played on the deck of the damaged ship. Later, his own ship, the USS Cavalier, would be struck by two torpedoes.
It felt to me like a big giant had just raised us up and slapped us down. In doing so, cracked the ship.
But the ship stayed afloat and was eventually towed back to Hawaii. On the way, the ship would stop at a tiny island where Bush reunited with his brother.
We'd have both been in the Battle of Okinawa if our ship hadn't got torpedoed.
Bush gained new family in the small crew he led.
I think that's one thing that got us through the war. The 10 of us were just like brothers.
They've kept in touch.
As each one's died, their wife has called me and told me about it.
Bush and a crew member from West Virginia are the only surviving members now of that group. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.